Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's go on this Thirsty Thursday, North America. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. It's Mraz, it's Bogus, it's the DA show on this Thursday as we steamroll towards August. I can't believe I'm saying those words, Andrew Bogus. August is going to be here this weekend. Time is sitting still and moving too fast at the same exact time in 2020. But there's good news, Bogus. There's good news. We saw Major League Baseball return a week ago tonight. We're seeing the NHL return this weekend. Tonight, NBA restart, NBA basketball, and it was you and I, Bogus, sitting here again because DA was out when something big happened in the sports world. The night the NBA went dark, the night Rudy Gobert tested positive, the night in Oklahoma City we pulled everybody off the court, and the NBA season was halted. We have not seen, since that morning you and I hosted that show, another NBA game that counted before tonight. First of all, just before we get into the excitement level, that is unbelievable that that much time has passed, and also unbelievable that it's only been that much time. I feel like everything has been a whirlwind since that night, Bogus.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense in either direction that it's been that long or this quick, and that the NBA, by the way, too, to their credit, you know, we've had the funny stories of Lou Williams. That was dangerous, though, and serious, too. We had Rashawn Holmes, right, of the Kings, wandering too far, I think also to get chicken wings. So those chicken wings seem to really be the evil around the NBA bubble. But aside from those near misses, I mean, the NBA keeps returning zero positive tests. No one has gone stir crazy yet, knock on wood, inside the bubble. And now we have made it here to actual games today. So kudos to everyone involved, players, coaches, staff members, league, you know, court designers, everybody that has gotten this together and gotten us to the point where we can actually watch a game that matters. I think at what, 6:30 Eastern today is that first tip-off.
So let's just gauge the excitement level here. And I'm curious to get everybody's thoughts at 855-212-4227. At number again is 855-212-4CBS. Tweets at Andrew Bogus and at Mraz CBS. The NBA is back tonight with a doubleheader, and then we get basically a full slate starting with some afternoon games and whatnot. I believe the Nets play tomorrow. There may even locally in New York be an appearance by my daughter on the Nets broadcast tomorrow, which we can get into.
Did you do where Brooklyn at?
So, do you want to do this before the NBA excitement? Because I feel a little Schwartz-like because of this.
Well, you brought it up, so go ahead.
All right, so the Nets, if you are in New York, or maybe if you have the NBA League Pass and you've caught a Net home game on the YES Network, they do a segment called Where Brooklyn At, and the where is W-E-A-R, and it's fans wearing Brooklyn Net gear, and you do a hashtag Where Brooklyn At. So I promise you, I did not do this with any thoughts on getting on a broadcast because there was no games in sight. So it was like early June, I believe, and my daughter, because my
my sisters had bought all sports stuff and based it on the size that the teams would be in the playoffs with, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So hockey, my Ranger net stuff was based on what age she was going to be in the spring, the Yankee stuff, what age she was going to be in the summer, and we have some more Giant stuff for the age, you know, the size she should be in the fall. So anyway.
Didn't you say in the playoffs? So when are the Giants making the playoffs? Are those like 8-year-old clothes?
I meant for the Rangers and the Nets.
I gotcha.
Yes. Point well taken. But obviously this happens and that plan goes out the window because there's no game. So I wanted to get her Nets stuff in. Luckily she still actually fits in it, which is good news. So the beginning of June, I throw this on her, and I just kind of, she was looking cute, you know, feeling cute, might delete later. I take a little picture of her, and I just put the caption, "Daddy, when do sports come back? Hashtag wear Brooklyn at," because that's just like a net fan thing. All of a sudden, whoever runs the Nets on Yes Instagram account yesterday contacts me. "Hey, we'd love to use this. Are you okay with us using it? We need to know where you're from, you know, your daughter's name, this whole thing." And here I am. Okay, well, that's great. This, the Nets return. We're going to get my daughter. So I give him the whole rundown. And it appears as if she will be the subject of Where Brooklyn At for their opener, I believe tomorrow, unless they use
it on tomorrow afternoon, 2:30.
Right, unless they use it on their game on Sunday. But I feel almost like we poked fun at Schwartz for the, "Hey, my kids would like to be in the XFL catalog." I did hashtag this, not thinking, A, I didn't even know at the time if the Nets would ever be on Yes again this year. But here we are. So part of the NBA return is my daughter will be appearing. And my wife is furious, by the way. Furious, Bogish. Because
why?
Because I took the picture, my wife wasn't home, and she wasn't wearing her headband. My wife hates the bald look. And no, you know, we've gone over this, how much with the bald baby she needs the headband. She's a girl. I want to see her in the headband. So now she thinks the whole world is going to see during the NBA restart here that my daughter is, you know, headbandless, and that's the picture that she's going to make her mark on her television debut, if you will. So she is furious with me. "You shouldn't have answered them. Now they're going to put her on. Everybody's going to say, who's that ugly baby?" I said, "That's your daughter. She's not ugly. Will you relax? She needs a headband, Sean. You don't think?" It became a whole thing yesterday. It really did.
Well, two things real quick. I feel like maybe you should be disqualified from Where Brooklyn At as a WFAN employee. Like normally when those shows have like contests, right? Like, you know, employees and their families are ineligible. Well, like maybe you shouldn't be taking a spot away from a regular Net fan since you're a celebrity professional Nets fan.
Well, I did mention, "Hey, you know, a part of the DA show on CBS Sports Radio," when they emailed me for all the info, I said,
"Yeah,
Ryan's a frequent guest of the show. Ian Eagle being the play-by-play announcer on Yes for the Nets. He knows me." I gave him that whole thing. So they did follow up with, "Can we mention the show on the air?" I said, "Absolutely, DA show, CBS radio." So we're going to get a little show pop.
Okay. All right.
I think. So I didn't want to paint it that I was, you know, the regular guy and then you guys crushed me for whatever. I put everything on the table. But again, they came to me. I was not expecting them to contact me for a picture that's 2 months old now. They came to me. So that's where we're at for the NBA race. Right off the bat, if you got the Nets on Yes tomorrow, you're going to get a little of that. So,
and once again, things just turning up Shawnee. I mean, I don't know how many people are you know, hashtagging Where Brooklyn At, but you do it on a whim out of nowhere in June, and you get picked. And the way, I mean, based off the caption, I mean, this might be the leadoff spot of Where Brooklyn At tomorrow because this game answers sweet little Taylor's question of, "Daddy, when are sports back?" They're back now. And then Ian, if Ian's fully aware of who Taylor is and who you are and everything like that, like if they give him all this information, then we may get a good, you know, 2 minutes of a show plug. And now all of a sudden you're a conquering hero once again.
So let me
headband
just ask
or
this
not.
Quick straw poll to you and Balad.
Yeah.
Is this a Schwartz move by me?
I will say that I don't think you can use the official hashtag of Where Brooklyn At, like not hoping that someone of important significance sees it. Now, is it as direct and shameless as the Schwartz begging and pleading for free stuff or the ability to scrounge for foul balls during BP at Citi Field. No, it's not that. But you can't do the proper protocol of tagging a picture with the hashtag and then be like, I didn't know I was going to get picked.
Protocol. All right, Bilotti, yes or no? Am I as bad as Pete?
You're not as bad as Pete, but it is under the definition of what we've killed him for.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, I got to be transparent here. I got to take my blows. We'll get the, if we have this, maybe we'll get the audio. If it happens, we'll play the audio on Monday. If there's a way to do that, we'll see. But we'll get DA to weigh in on the verdict on that. Now, as far as the actual NBA restart goes tonight, not tomorrow with the Nets, tonight we get Utah and the Pelicans, and obviously we get the Lakers and the Clippers. And there are a lot of people, if you're an NBA junkie, NBA fan, you're foaming at the mouth. I'm excited for all of these sports coming back personally. But I will say, Bogish, watching a lot of the NHL, and I know that, you know, NBA is way more popular than the NHL. I'm watching a lot of these scrimmages. Well, I've watched a ton of these NBA scrimmages. And obviously I have been oversaturated, if that's even possible, with baseball over the last week. I think my takeaway from the three sports returning is in my rankings, the NBA right now is the one I think I'm least excited for tonight, although I will be locked into both games. It's part of my job, and I'll be happy. And I am curious if, because now it's, you know, regular season action and it matters more, that I'll be hyped up to it. And I'm especially excited for Clippers and Lakers. But I'm not going to lie to you. I referenced this when the schedule came out, the restart schedule. This Utah Pelicans game to start does nothing for me. Like, does nothing. Maybe Yankees and Nats didn't do anything for everybody in the country, and it mattered to me because I'm a Yankee fan. And maybe there'll be some NHL games for even casual fans. They're like, oh, this stinks. But I think there's a combination of things. Number one, the idea that we're jumping into an eight-game kind of regular season / seeding for, you know, the eight seed or whatever else. We're not getting right into elimination playoff style the way the NHL is, or you're not starting a season fresh the way baseball did, where now it's a 60-game sprint and we've waited that long for opening day. We're kind of in this in-between zone in the NBA where we're starting, but we're picking up the season where we left off, but with a new schedule for eight games, and they don't really matter for another 2 weeks when we get to the playoffs. I think somewhere in that zone, the NBA restart, as much as I am excited, it falls kind of flat compared to the other sports tonight for me.
No, I mean, no doubt. Now, I understand why we're getting Pelicans, Jazz, and Utah's probably like my pseudo-favorite NBA non-New York team right now. I just, like, the whole, I love Joe Ingles, the Gobert-Mitchell drama is intriguing to me, but on the court, they're just fun. So I've liked the Jazz all season long, and I get why Zion and the Pels are there. But in terms of, like, what we're about to start, I'm with you completely here. Like, I'm having a tough time getting pumped up for, like, the remains of the Nets and Wizards fighting for the last
right
playoff spot in the East. And the way things lined up in the West, I mean, the top seven teams in the West are cut and clear. Now, they could reshuffle their order, but the gap from 7 to 8 in the West between Dallas and Memphis is 7 games. So, like, it's Memphis and the group behind them that they reconfigured to make sure that the Pelicans were in it. Like, I just, maybe I'll be wrong by this, but I don't know that that's going to draw me to my TV to watch the Blazers, Grizzlies, Pels, Kings, Spurs, and Suns battle it out for that, like, weird misfit 8-9 mini tournament too. So, and, like, if I was the other teams, like, I'm handling these 8 games as, like, just something slightly more important than, like, an exhibition game. Depending on the way, you know, the way a game is going. Like, LeBron might not play a fourth quarter, or Kawhi might get a day off. And I know no one wants to hear load management, but these games really don't matter when we're not fighting anymore for home court advantage. Obviously, some matchups you might want to avoid. But, like, I think that these 8 games are more killing time than anything else. So I'll be geared up, ready to go when we get, you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now, we have actual playoff
yes
games.
Yeah, so I'm with you. And again, I'm excited for tonight because I, you know, just like it's a return, right?
It's
the
bad
NBA at TNT is going to package it well. You know, there'll be some juice about it. I want to see, you know, how it looks with the game having more meaning than it did with the exhibition. So I'll be into it. I will be really into it. And I, you know, look, staying up late, we hate doing for a morning show. I will make, you know, every effort to make it through the end of Lakers Clippers because that is a much more intriguing game. But I do want to come back to the Utah Pels game. Now, I do think the NBA deserves credit here, much like I think the NHL deserves credit in the fact that, and I think the MLB dropped the ball, the fact that Yes, while a lot of the country has returned to work, there is still a lot of the country and a lot of businesses that are working from home. There are a lot of camps all over the country where are closed and kids are home more during the day. There are a lot of people, frankly, still quarantining, and rightfully so, or people getting sick quarantining that are looking for something other than having to watch Tiger King for a 14th time on Netflix. So the idea that we're starting games earlier and getting a game at 6:30 as opposed to 7:30 or 8 to start the NBA tonight, I think is great. Getting a game starting at 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow, I think is great, and they're going to do that throughout the week. NHL is getting games starting at noon during the week, and I think that's awesome because you're not also losing out on the prime time. You're still getting your night games as well. And I think covering all those bases and giving us games throughout the day, I think, is the way to go with these sports. I think Major League Baseball dropped the major ball. So I'm happy that we get Pelicans and Jazz at 6:30 tonight. But at 3:30 Pacific. Look, the NBA in the Zion eggs basket. Did that make sense? Rephrase that for me. All right, close enough. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
The NBA, its biggest strength is their ability to promote superstars and make you locked into the superstars playing. So their biggest strength, I think, to me, is coming back to bite them in that there's enough stars and, to me, enough juice in sports returning where all eyes are going to be on you that I don't need to be force-fed a Zion Williamson. First of all, I didn't need to be force-fed him in the bubble, but okay, we see him for 8 more games at least. I don't need him force-fed here. At 6:30, my first game back, and if you're ripping up the schedule, you're giving us Lakers-Clippers tonight. I think that's an awesome, obviously, game. That's the potential Western Conference final that everybody wants to see. I could use Giannis and the Bucks taking on the Celtics. I could use the intrigue of the 76ers coming back. More East Coast game. Again, throw the Bucks in there. Heck, I could even use the Miami Heat, who were such a great story throughout the year. The idea that, and I know what you're saying, yes, Utah can be a fun, exciting team, and I do think there is a little cachet to the idea that this whole thing halted with Utah and Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, so maybe they play into, now we're going to restart with Utah. They're going to show us that we're back with these guys who have tested positive. I do think there's part of that, and we're going to put them against Zion Williamson. I just think ultimately when I'm looking from afar, all right, Zion, it's going to be nice to watch. Utah, kind of the ultimate team's team with some, pretty good players. It just doesn't. For a non-playoff game, I think it falls flat for me. It really falls flat, and I think the NBA whiffed with this first matchup.
So I think they wanted to make sure they featured Zion early in a game that still technically matters, since the road is long for everybody trying to catch 8 in the West, because you can't put you can't, and they still probably will, but like if you waited to really feature Zion in a standalone game, that game might be completely meaningless by the time we get to next week, depending on how things go. So you gotta put him out there. But you beat me to the Celtics Bucks is the obvious alternative here. Give me, and that's the premier ESPN game tomorrow. Give me Zion, the Pels, and the Jazz, which I don't, as a matchup, I'm fine with. Give me that as the ESPN tip-off game tomorrow, but start me right today on opening day 2.0. Give me Celtics, Bucks, Eastern Conference heavyweights, and then we get Western Conference heavyweights and the Lakers and Clippers. That one made too much sense, but it is what it is. I mean, they always are going to default to the individual stars, and I mean, it's clear, and it should be, that this is where Zion is going to get almost the second nod now. LeBron will be first, and then Zion seems to be number two in the NBA hierarchy right now. The good thing is, Sean, he's at least delivered. When he's been healthy, when he's been around, he's been awesome. So hopefully now tonight he's got some legs underneath him and he can give you some minutes and at least keep this one entertaining for a while for you.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be the first one here, on top of eating my egg whites, eating crow, if Zion Williamson throws on an absolute display and scores 50 points and is all over the place tonight, it was the best game ever, then I will look like an idiot. But I do think, in many ways, the NBA whiffed with the first matchup we are getting. And that's your poll question today at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter, at Facebook.com/TheDA Show. Cap will whoop up some advanced analytics. The NBA returns, but did they whiff on their first matchup of Utah and the Pels? And frankly, and Andrew Kaplan brings this up in our G-Chat, is there anybody besides Andrew Bogut and his wife who loves Joe Ingles? Is there anybody? I love Joe Ingles. I mean, there's nobody. Nobody outside of anybody in Utah or you going tonight, honey, look, we got to have the chicken cutlets by 6 because at 6:30 Ingles takes the court and I got to be locked in tonight. There's
Listen,
nobody.
I have always had a soft spot for unathletic looking guys being athletic, and Joe Ingles looks like a guy, aside from being as tall as he is, he looks like a guy that would be holding court in like your local, you know, your local gym, like in the, you know, he's the coolest guy in the gym basketball court, or he's the first one at the playground trying to stay on court all day long. Yet here he is in the NBA shooting threes, rebounding. He's a great passer. I like that. Those are guys that I've always had a soft spot for, and Joe Ingles is my current guy on that list. And I've actually, this is not a lie, now I have not pulled the trigger on it yet, but I have been at the Jazz team store looking for like a Joe Ingles t-shirt jersey, but couldn't find it on that trip. I might have to go double back and get one for the restart here and really show my love for this guy.
Bogish, if Joe Ingles walked into the CBS Sports Radio newsroom tomorrow, I would absolutely think he was some new hire tape op that was going to give Bilotti a hard time by not submitting his days off on time. And you're searching the Jazz team store to get his t-shirt. I mean, come on.
Man,
have a little grip here.
Dude, I love the Jazz uniforms. I've almost bought their yellow game shorts. I've almost pulled the trigger on those, too. I'm telling
game
you, they
shorts.
Are my... They're like my Western Conference team right now, yeah.
I could understand buying a shirt or a jersey. You're going to buy the game shorts?
Well,
I think
they're
ridiculously
expensive. No, even the knockoff ones are like $80, and I can't bring my... Even with like coupons, stuff like that, free shipping from Fanatics.com, couldn't bring myself to do it. But if money was not an issue, I'd have Jazz paraphernalia left and right over here.
Bro, I don't mean to make light of the mental health issue going on in this league. But the fact that you've now garnered enough coupons on Fanatics to research buying replica Utah yellow game shorts.
More than
I'm
once.
I'm starting to worry for you, bro. I am starting to worry.
If they ever go on sale, they're going to be mine. Now, I wanted to say, too, speaking of paraphernalia, your beautiful Nets throwback, this is like Drazen Petrovic era Nets logo t-shirt, is making the camera well at watchda.com. My basketball t-shirt isn't. I can't get... This happened last week with my Durham Bulls t-shirt. This is what I bought for actually the 4th of July this year. It says Dream Team 76, and it's George Washington and Abe Lincoln playing basketball. Now, there's a lot of historical inaccuracies there. Plus, basketball didn't exist in 1776. I mean, that might be the number one thing, as opposed to like who was alive and who wasn't in 1776. But I think the shirt's great, and I wore it today. This is my basketball shirt for opening day because
right,
I
Cap,
don't have my Joe Ingles t-shirt jersey.
We have to break, but Cap, I'm going to rip up something. You might have already posted the poll questions. Delete them. Something has changed here. I need to ask the audience at CBS Sports Radio and at Facebook.com/DHL, your new poll question. Would you ever buy replica NBA team shorts? Because Bogus has researched this. A yes or a no. Cap, we need the analytics on that. Ripping up the question, the new poll question, because Bogus wanted online to buy replica Utah Jazz team shorts. Would you ever buy them? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, as if that wasn't stunning enough, we're stunned to a news next on the DA show.
This is CBS.
It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Next weekend on CBS, the best golfers in the world head west, out west. For the season's first major, will Brooks Koepka take home his third consecutive Wanamaker Trophy, or will someone else step up to take their place in history? The PGA Championship is live August 8th and 9th on CBS.
You're so funny.
Yes, so funny. They figured it out, Bogish, by the way, the food people here in this country. They absolutely figured it out. Have you, you may have even brought this up in the air, this everything but the bagel seasoning that exists now.
Yeah.
You can almost get everywhere. It used to just be, I think, a Trader Joe's thing. Now it's everywhere.
Correct.
Unbelievable. I just had some on some egg whites and spinach here. Mraz, trying to eat healthy. But the flavor you get from this seasoning, without the heavy bread of the bagel, it cleanses my palate. I'm good. It's got the poppy seed, the onion, the garlic, the salt. You mix that up in the eggs. Finito. It's delicious, Bogish.
Oh, so now you're Italian again. It is, and you can put it on anything. We made pretzels one day here. Put it on those. Sprinkle it on top of some pizza. It tastes good, too, and it is an absolute home run. And, yes, it began at Trader Joe's, and we continue to use the original version here in the Bogish household because we are very, very loyal.
Very loyal, yes. And I'm not trying to give anybody a pop here, but I was just eating my breakfast during break, and it dawned on me. You know, when you think about the great inventions in this country, I mean, really, the light bulb, electricity with the kite, and Ben Franklin, obviously, is a big deal. We got the electricity.
Obviously.
I will always point to the invention of toilet paper. I mean, the moment you don't have to use leaves or anything like that, I think tremendous invention. I would even go, forget color TV, HD TV, because you watch some of these games in standard def and HD. I think catapulting into the top 10 inventions of all time. It's not there yet. Not there yet. I'm not going to overstep. But I think you go down the line, let's say it's 2045, 20 years from now. No, 25 years from now.
Yeah,
I think you will look back and say, wow, everything but the bagel seasoning has been around that long. How did I live without it? It is that good an invention, Bogish. It has changed the breakfast world for me. I might even start dumping it on cereal. I really might.
But here's the problem, though. The invention is the original like spice blend, which is not new. What we're talking about now is the idea to put it in a jar and sell it to me, not already baked into a bagel. So I don't know that that counts alongside Ben Franklin and his kite and electricity. Like that was probably from zero. This was just repackaging something.
No, but it took a long time to repackage, Bogus. I mean, Ben Franklin was probably having everything bagels. It took us that long to figure out to put this seasoning in there. You know, but that's just enough of that. I just had to bring that up and mention it because when you eat breakfast, it is a game changer now. Game changer. I can actually start to see my neck because I've been eating so much of that and less bagels.
I noticed that.
It's helping, man. It's helping. It's been a good run. Thank you to the Everything Bagel Seasoning people because I don't even know the company that would do it, but it's delicious. Now, Bogus, we have your latest CBS Sports update.
Yeah, and while you were eating your breakfast, by the way, I ran upstairs to follow up on my Joe Ingles love. And I got...
Oh, no.
And again, my shorts, love. I'm showing this to watchda.com right now. These are New York Nets throwback jerseys, throwback shorts. And I'm really having a tough time putting things in front of the camera for Cap to show people. Plus,
well, that's also not a Y. That's also a J. So those are New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, but these were throwbacks to what they wore to a certain extent as whatchamacallits. When they're ABA days, I remember the whole uniform. Either way, they're throwback real.
Second pair?
These are now clearly not authentic, but they are designed to look like the hockey shorts that the Rangers wear.
Oh, no.
That I also own, that I might have to wear on Saturday as they begin their first qualifying series against the Carolina Hurricanes. So you think I'm making up my love of authentic-ish shorts and Joe Ingles, but here's my shorts love. I also had, I'm a little actually concerned, I had another pair of Nets relatively authentic shorts, the same silver color, but with that silver alternate jersey that the Kittles era team wore. I can't find them, though, so I'm a little nervous that they might have disappeared, but I've had and will continue to buy real shorts. You like jerseys. I prefer shorts.
Bogus, you're that guy that walks around the baseball concourse in the gray baseball pants holding the mitt.
No. Did I say that I wore these to a basketball game?
And that your mom nudges you and goes, don't look, sweetie, that's not nice. Don't look. Because you create the awkward scene.
Did I say that I wore these things to actual events? Did I walk into the Brendan Byrne Arena or Continental Airlines Arena or the Meadowlands in those shorts ever? Of course not. Do I wear sliding shorts to a Mets game? Of course I don't. Do I go dressed like a tennis player to the U.S. Open? No. When I sit on my couch being a lard rooting for my favorite team, I might throw on a pair of shorts to represent my love, but that doesn't leave my house.
Our good friend Nick, who works over at KTIK in Boise, did text me during the break. I didn't even know buying team shorts was an option. Is he buying Bengals game pants, too? Then I said, bro, how sick is Bogus? He responded. He goes, it's terrible. I'm very concerned for him. But he did follow up with, to be fair, I'm super concerned about you as well. So there we go. Those are our friends in Boise checking in on Bogus with the stupid shorts.
Well, I really think that the good news in this is that I have not actually bought them because I have limitations to my desire to own them, and I refuse to pay $80 for mesh Utah Jazz shorts. on a day that they might be 50% off, do I say yes? That's on the table. Bogus. But I'm not paying $80 for them, so I know what's going on here.
Bogus. You do what everybody else does. You spend $8 to $10 on a pair of gym shorts and the same color of whatever team you want to match. That's what you do. You dope.
No, you can't get that same jazz color combination somewhere else. The green, the yellow, the purple. Come on now. Can't do it.
Okay, give me the update before I absolutely slam my screen.
So all it took was a global pandemic for Notre Dame football to join a conference. The Irish are expanding their arrangement with the ACC for this fall. They all hope to play 10 conference games and one non-conference game starting September 12th. No divisions for this season, just one big league, and Notre Dame is eligible for the conference championship game. That non-conference game, by the way, must at least be in the state of the ACC institution, and the opponent must have the same health and safety standards as the conference. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says school presidents will have multiple scheduling options in front of them when they meet on Monday, but Bowlsby isn't sure they'll make a final decision then. And the NEC, the latest to postpone all fall sports and championships, which includes FCS football, the conference will revisit this and look at its winter sports on October 1st. Freddie Freeman with a homer and three RBI in the Braves' 7-4 home win over the Rays last night. Earlier this month, Freeman was praying for his life as he battled COVID-19 with a fever of 104.5.
I feel good. You know, there's some times when I hop off the first base bag like 6-7 times in a row, you know, it just kind of hits me a little bit. But other than that, I feel good. I got a little hydration box in the dugout now, so we
Freeman's
good.
Condition partially led to Braves outfielder Nick Markakis opting out of the season, but after watching baseball, Markakis is coming back.
At the beginning, it wasn't fun. You know, the first week of 2.0 was, you know, not fun at all. And like I said, sometimes we make rash decisions that aren't necessarily thought out.
So kind of the key point, at least to me in this, is that the baseball decision to not play is not can be changed. In the NFL, once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back. There's no changing your mind. There's no seeing, oh, you know, the league is handling this better, or all of a sudden the virus takes a nosedive and it's not this dangerous anymore. Now let me play. Once you're out in the NFL. Back to baseball last night, the Red Sox snapped their four-game slide, 6-5 at the Mets, and the Giants topped the Padres 7-6 on Mike Yastrzemski's solo shot bottom nine. The Dodgers outlasted the Astros 4-2-13. That's the longest game so far this season, and by the way, there was no follow-up to Tuesday's mini fireworks. Dodger reliever Joe Kelly has been suspended 8 games for throwing at Alex Bregman and taunting Carlos Correa, leading to the bench's clearing. But Kelly is appealing, so he is available to pitch in the meantime. The Rangers rallied past the D-backs 7-4, the White Sox a 4-0 win in Cleveland, and the Nats dropped the Jays 4-0 in 10. That game was in D.C., but Toronto was the home team because their AAA stadium in Buffalo is not ready yet. Zion Williamson could play, might play, probably will play when the Pelicans face the Jazz at 6:30 Eastern today as the NBA's bubble officially gets to real games. Zion did more practice yesterday after clearing quarantine on Tuesday. Anthony Davis says he's good to go as the Lakers play the Clippers in the nightcap today. Davis got poked in the eye last weekend, didn't practice until yesterday. And in the WNBA last night, the New York Liberty lost to the Dallas Wings 93-80, but number one pick Sabrina Ionescu had 33 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. And now we are stunned.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
So put on your authentic NBA game shorts and follow me to West Addison, Vermont, where a man jumped out of a plane recently, a skydiver, they call them. And on the way down, somewhere along the way, he lost one of his two prosthetic legs. He's a double amputee. His name is Chris Markris. And he says he was so pumped up to do this, he didn't realize that he had lost the leg mid-descent. Now, he was with somebody, so he was able to land okay despite being down a leg. He posted on social media that he had lost his leg, asking those who were in, I guess, the flight path to be on the lookout. And a soybean farmer saw that post, scoured his land, and actually found the leg, which is in a New Balance sneaker and returned it to this man. So he has his leg back. But the crazy thing is, what I can't figure out about this story is, what I have in front of me does not explain how this man became a double amputee, but being a double amputee, does that mean, like, to me, that's like, you know what, I'm good, like, I'm gonna stay home, I don't need anything else bad happening to me, so I'm not jumping out of a plane. But maybe the flip side is, why not? Like, all of this badness has happened, I might as well enjoy everything I can possibly do, so let me jump out of a plane.
See, I think that's it right there. I will forever tell you that jumping out of a plane, to me, I do not see the fun in. No. I don't like it. I am not even afraid of the... Everybody goes, what are you afraid of? Your chute's not going to open? No. I think the chute will open just fine.
That seems fair.
Right. I could even break my legs upon impact. What I'm actually scared of, I actually think the rush would give me a heart attack. I think I would have a heart attack midair, and you would just get the corpse of Mraz by the time you hit the ground because I'd be dead from a heart attack up there. So I wouldn't do it. However, if I have gone through something like losing both my legs for whatever would have happened to this poor man, I don't know that I'd be scared of anything in the world ever again. And I think I would kind of change my attitude in like the old YOLO. You only live once. How much worse could happen to me?
The old,
if he dies, he dies. Like that kind of deal. I'm probably going to be okay. I've already dealt with this. I could deal with anything. So I support this guy going skydiving. What does scare me a little is, we've obviously seen plenty of people walk with prosthetic legs. The technology on that, I should bring up. I'm talking about the everything but the bagel seasoning. I mean, the fact that you can have a prosthetic leg is really up there, top 10 inventions as well. But that tight Velcro, the way they get that strapped on there, that force of jumping out of a plane to be able to rip a prosthetic leg off and have it go flying is unreal. That really shows you. I mean, that's some heavy-duty Velcro that we strap on there. That's crazy. And I would also say, if you're this soybean farmer, I think it's a great job by you finding it. I also think you need another hobby. If you're that glued to the news, I have a hard time thinking, for instance, they put out like their version of an Amber Alert for a lost prosthetic leg on the news. The fact that this guy couldn't wait to, kick open his back door, go to his soybean farm, and go, I'm going to go every row here looking for a leg. I got to say, if you just happen to find it accidentally and then you see the story on the news, but the way you word it is that this guy went out of his way to look for the leg.
Yes. Yeah, he searched for the leg. He didn't just find it and go, where'd this leg come from? He knew what he was looking for and somehow found it.
And maybe this speaks to the old, the harder you work, the more you fail. If I see this on the news and I see that my house is in a flight path, I think I'd be interested. I think if I happen to find it, I'd be like, oh, wow, I saw this on the news. But I don't think I'd be going out of my way looking for the prosthetic leg. So this guy, I think, is a hero, but I think needs a little bit better of a hobby.
See, but you don't think he's a hero. You can't call him a hero and then say, but get a better hobby, because because that means you don't want him to look for things that make him a hero. You can't have that both ways. You can't call him a hero and knock him for going to find it.
So maybe a hero's a little strong, because, again, it is a prosthetic leg. It can be replaced. I'm sure that there's the technology out there to do it. I'm sure it probably costs a ton of money, so I think he did a good. I think he did a good deed. Maybe not necessarily a hero, but I think it's a good deed, but it's also wanting a little bit of the attention. Like, oh, this fell. I'm in the flight path. I'm going to find this leg. Like, all right, relax, buddy. Relax. Okay, we get
it. Okay, so just to recount, in the last hour or so, we've had you tweeting at the Nets with the official hashtag to get on to their to get on their broadcast competition of wearing Nets gear in different places around the globe. But that wasn't you seeking attention. This man, out of the goodness of his heart, spent time walking around to find someone's lost prosthetic leg, which, yes, is expensive, and while there is technology to make another one, isn't easy to replace. Pure good deed, good intentions. He gets knocked, but not you, for doing what you did to get on a Nets broadcast. Do I have that all
correct?
That's right.
That's absolutely right.
Okay.
That's right. I believe the listeners would agree with me. And you can at 855-212-4227. Thanks for the stunned Bogues. When we
By
come
the way,
back.
I checked the poll. No one agrees with me on game shorts, so I'm losing that bad boy in a landslide right now.
Well, you got 2 hours left, and your mother has a lot of IP addresses. So you text her, you figure this out, and we'll get this moving. Hello, Mrs. Bogish, by the way. Good morning to you. I hope you don't hate me anymore. When we come back, Joe Kelly suspended 8 games. We've discussed this a lot throughout the show, but does MLB need more Joe Kellys? I'll explain what I mean next. It's Bogish and me, Mraz. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
good value, big upside.
See, if you and I could sit and watch the 1978 World Series.
Yes!
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Did you know that right now, GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com to learn more. Plenty more ahead on this DA show on this Thursday as July is winding down. We still have more NBA to get into as opening night is here. Howard Beck is going to join us a little bit later on as well. We got NFL stories to get into, including Lamar Jackson really, really pounding the table for Antonio Brown. And is the ACC giving Notre Dame a pass for a year? All of that still to come. But to revisit the lead story of the show, Joe Kelly is suspended 8 games. If you listened at the top of the show, Bogus and I disagree. Did I get him? All right. I've had this fly, Bogus, zooming around me all morning. I can't take it anymore. I don't know if you guys have seen me. I've looked like Adam Gase's eyes darting all over the place throughout the show. This damn fly has gotten in this house, and all it's done all morning is torment me. Buzzing around my head. I'm trying to have a nice little show, and I'm darting all over the place. I don't know how anybody can focus on a fly buzzing around, and finally, I crushed it. This is the second time I've had a fly affect the show. The other time was in the studio once. It was buzzing around. I think it was me and Bilotti. It might have been me and D'Aloisio, or Joe D'Aloisio. And finally, by hour 4, I was able to smack it and kill it. But now I can already tell I whiff because I've seen it fly around me again. So, yes, here I am, easily distracted by a fly.
Adam Gase in his eyes.
Yeah,
they're watching you.
Moving this way, left, right, up, down, whatever. What do flies do? Like, what are you? They're so stupid. They are so stupid.
That's what I said
you
Tuesday.
You trashed them. But what do you keep coming at me for? I got nothing for you. What are you going to do? And he likes to sit on my hand and then buzz away the moment I move my hand. If you want to be here, be here. If you want to get out, get out. I'll put all my chips into the table. This fly is going to the playoffs to steal a Jim Fossil line.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what he wants. I'm assuming that your entire body is covered in a crust of crumbs and food remnants that he could certainly just pick up and feast off. He's like a buffet for this poor little fly.
Crust of crumbs. All right, back to Joe Kelly's.
Is that everything but the bagel spice? This is great. Who invented this?
That's a stupid thing.
Let me get my fly buddy.
I got my dish here with egg crumbs. He hasn't flown near it once. He keeps flying in my face.
This guy has a lot of that.
Oh. Golly. All right. Bogus and I disagree on the Joe Kelly suspension. He thinks it should be less than a 60-game suspension. I think it should be more. But the real question I'm going to bring up, Bogus, is his whole taunting of Correa after the fact with the lip and that really like annoying like a fly would be situation. You know, people have crushed him for that, and people say, well, maybe suspended because he's really inciting it after. I'm telling you, I see him do that, and I see real hatred and real blood boiling from the Astros out of Joe Kelly. I think baseball needs more of this. We've talked about this for years with bat flips. We've talked about it for, you know, electric fist pumps off the mound. I think there's way too much in sports with everybody sharing agents and this, that, and the other, all the lovey-dovey, you know, players switching teams all the time. I think a good instigator like a Joe Kelly, it leads to more personality in baseball. It leads to more, you know, hatred and passion. More, I can't wait to play the Dodgers again because I want to smack Joe Kelly upside the head kind of deal. I think more Joe Kellys, the better for Major League Baseball. How about you, Bogues?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not in this exact carbon copy of what we got two nights ago because I still don't like him throwing over Alex Bregman's head. But yeah, and I also not sure that benches clearing brawls, as cool as they seem to be, are really a good idea. I mean, I'm just over fighting in general, whether it's hockey or in this situation, because I don't need any important player getting hurt because he's in the bottom of a pile over an angry pitcher and batter confrontation. But yeah, if we had some more personality and we had some more guys yapping and chirping and maybe an obscene hand gesture here and there, I don't think baseball would necessarily suffer from that because, as we said in particular, these games right now with nobody in the building can be a little boring. So I'm pretty open to anything that ups the ante here to get these games, a little more juice, in the immortal words of Pete Bilotti, especially in this shortened season.
And perfect example why we need more Joe Kellys. We just went from 2 days of the ultimate, can baseball survive this Marlins mess, to we're not even talking about the Marlins. They aren't even playing baseball. We have an entire series wiped this weekend with two teams not playing, obviously, because the Marlins would need an opponent. the Nationals not playing. And Joe Kelly in the last 2 days has turned sports radio's focus, MLB's media focus, to about him, to about the suspension, to about all of this. And honestly, if I'm Major League Baseball, maybe, you know, suspending him 8 games again helps you create that conversation about baseball going that way. But, man, Joe Kelly has to be a blessing for baseball right now because he's good for baseball here and he's taking some of his attention away from the real negative, which is we have a team not playing right now because of COVID. It's a crazy situation, folks. But when we come back, Lamar Jackson, okay, he wants the Antonio Brown of Baltimore still? He's still talking about this? This guy needs to get his head out of you know what. It's the DA Show. We discuss Lamar Jackson next on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.